My name is John Erling. Today's date is April 24th, 2019. Joe, would you state your full name, please?
Joseph Cappy.
Your date of birth?
May 13, 1934.
Makes your present age?
84, but next month it'll be 85.
Yes. You looking forward to that number?
Oh, yes, I am.
We are recording this interview in the recording facilities of VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Where were you born?
I was born in Chicago, Illinois.
Your mother's name?
Antonetta Mealy, and then she became Antonetta Mealy Cappy, marrying my father, George Cappy.
Can you describe her personality?
Well, my mother was extremely vivacious and very attractive. When she entered a room, she took over the room because of her personality. My father, on the other hand, was more of a silent type, and he enjoyed watching his wife, you know, light up a room.
What was his name?
George.
What did he do for a living?
Well, he only had 2 years of community school after high school, and he started into the retail business, working in a department store chain. He very quickly rose to the number two job in a major chain in Chicago called Weibull's. Weibull's had, I think, maybe 7 or 8 locations throughout the Chicago metro area. Retail just got in his blood, and he ended up working for 2 other chains there in Chicago, but then ended up always wanting to buy his own business. He became a store manager for a company called Spiegel's, which was a house furniture and, I guess, appliance kind of a focus. And while he was working for them, he got contacted about a business that was available for sale that were 2 partners that were ready to retire in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. And it was a small department store. My father had previously looked at maybe buying a hardware store in Chicago, but that one didn't quite work out. He passed on that, but then he found this store very interesting in the Dells. The Dells is a vacation destination for primarily Chicago people. And, you know, they'll get 250,000 people there in from Memorial Day to Labor Day. After that, the town drops down to its base of about 2,000 inhabitants. And most of those are gone in the winter. They go to Florida or they go to California, Arizona to keep warm. So the population in the Dells is very limited in that time of year.
Well, would that be tough to have a business year-round?
Well, it really was. And that's one of the things that was kind of fascinating. When we moved there, you know, we're of Italian heritage. And the people in the Dells were Swedish. They were German. They had really no ethnic. There was one family. It was a Jewish family that was there, and that was the only other one. Other than Native Americans, they had a large selection of a tribe called Winnebagoes. It was really the Native Americans, the one Jewish family and now one Italian family. He was told that they were not going to be successful, that anybody that's come in from outside has never made it. Well, he made it. He developed an excellent business there and a wonderful reputation.
Describe the store. What was it he was selling?
Just like you would picture a Macy's, except small. It was a 2-story building, but all the retail business took place on the first floor. So it had all kinds of clothes, dry goods, had blankets. It also had groceries, shoes, and every possible thing that you would need to put items in your house. He did not have furniture, though, or appliances. It was all dry goods.
What year would this have been, years?
Well, it was in 1948. I had just graduated from grade school in Chicago, getting ready to go to high school. In fact, the high school that I should have gone to was a very large school, had 6,000 students. I wanted to go to something smaller, and I got the okay to go to another one that was just slightly out of my area that had 2,000 students.
In Chicago?
This is in Chicago. And then when my father bought the business, we moved. I believe it was like in early October. I started school at Wisconsin Dells High School, and Wisconsin Dells High School had about a little less than 200 students. So I avoided a 6,000. I started at a 2,000, and now I'm in one that, well, my class was about 50 students.
Did you like that?
I thrived in it. I found that in the larger schools, it was so big that it was very difficult to get acclimatized quickly. And in the smaller school, it was much easier. And it also allowed me to go out for sports, because in a school of 2,000 or 6,000, all the boys who got into sports were really well-developed. They were more men than they were boys. And in a place where you only got 50 students in a class, half girls, you know, you needed everybody you could get.
Right.
If nothing else, than tackling dummies for football or just somebody to play against in baseball.
What was the name of that department store that your father had?
He right away named it Cappy's Department Store.
But wasn't your original name Capizzi?
Yes, it was. And when my father started in the retail business, you know, at that time they didn't have pagers, they didn't have phones. And so in a large department store that was 5, 6, or 7 stories, when they needed somebody, they would make an announcement through a microphone that was on all the floor levels, and then they'd say, "Mr. Capizzi, would you please come to the third floor, you know, bath and whatever location was." And he didn't believe that sounded businesslike. Plus, everybody called him Cappy. So what he did is he changed his name to George Cappy for all business purposes. And in fact, never had it officially changed. So my birth certificate, I was Joseph Capizzi, and it was never changed.
So then in school, you were Capizzi?
No, in school, I was Joe Cappy.
And that was at the same time he changed the name because of the department store?
Right. So starting grade school, I was Joe Cappy, Joseph Cappy.
Okay. So you don't recall having to change your thinking about your last name?
No, that was all I knew. And for all I knew, my father had officially changed it.
Yeah.
He did, except not legally.
Mm-hmm. But you obviously began the trend of legally calling yourself Cappy.
Yes. Matter of fact, when I went into the Army as a second lieutenant, I had to have my father write a number of paragraphs explaining the name change and the difference between what my birth certificate said and the way I was known as at that time.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
I have a sister that's 2 years younger than myself, and then I have a brother that is the surprise. He was 13 years younger than I.
Are they still living?
Yes, they are, in Tampa, Florida.
What are their names?
Grace Cappy, her husband passed away, and George Cappy.